Hello everyone, welcome and welcome back to the She's Fearless podcast. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. I hope everyone is having a fabulous, a wonderful day. It is such a beautiful, well, on my side of town where I live, it is such a beautiful Tuesday in the month of May. The sun is shining, it's nice. It's a little nippy, but like, you know, I feel like the sun makes up for it being a little nippy, but it's such a beautiful and wonderful day in the month of May. And I'm excited because it's getting towards summer, and summer is out of all the seasons of summer is my favorite season. Cause I don't know about you, but I don't like wearing like coats and hats and gloves and scarves and boots and all this other stuff. Like, I like wearing shorts and, you know, tank tops and nice summery, comfortable, cool type clothing. Now, I know a lot of people are like, their favorite season is fall, but for me, my favorite season is summer. You know, you don't have to wear all that stuff that you would during the fall and winter season, but hey, to each their own. Today, I just want to talk about, on today's podcast, I want to talk about the title of this podcast. As you see, it's called Stay in the Race. Stay in the Race. And I know that every last one of us have gone through some difficult times. We've, you know, all had our ups and downs. Sometimes it feels like, you know, the way things are going in your life, in our lives, it feels like we have more downs than ups. Some of us have had a rough start in life and things didn't go how we planned. Nothing always goes how we planned it. We think things are going to go smoothly. We think things are on the up and up. And we hit a road bump, you know, we hit a speed bump, we hit, you know, a brick wall. And, you know, in actuality, that is life. Nothing is ever easy. Nothing ever goes smoothly. Nothing always goes the way we want it to go. Just when we started off, something immediately happens. You know, we think that this is it. This is my big break. This is, you know, I feel it like this is my turn and my time to shine. This is my time to rise up. This is my time to do this and do that. And it seems like, I mean, we're in the race and we're starting off, and something immediately happens that catches you off guard, and now you're struggling to get it back together when you should be taking off. Now here it is, you're lining up, you got everything together, and you think, yes, this is it. And as soon as you, no sooner that than you start doing it, something immediately happens, and it's like a setback, a stumbling block. And instead of you taking off and going forward, here you are trying to put the pieces back together. And while you're struggling to get yourself together, you watch everybody else take off. And it seems like their progression happened so quickly, and that what they're doing and how things are going in their life is so smoothly. And here you are back at the starting line, struggling, wondering what happened, how did I, you know? And you're thinking like, okay, God, okay. Like, what is going on? You all seem to be like starting off together, making things happen. And then you're far behind. And here they are ahead of you, achieving things, making things happen. And you're probably asking God, like, why, what is going on? Why are you letting this happen? Wondering, where is God? And what makes matter worse is everybody have seen your struggle. They're watching you. They watched how you made mistake after mistake. They seen that moment when you first started off and that road bump, that speed bump happened, and then watched you struggling trying to get things back together. They watch you, you know, struggle. They see that you're trying to make things happen and you're trying to get it back together. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, it says, "The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all." We all are going to struggle. We all going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen out of the blue that we don't even expect, that we didn't even see happen. That's just life. Things happen. You know, we all experience some type of setback in our life. And just because you see everybody's life, see that everybody's life seems to be going smoothly, doesn't mean that they won't go through anything or they haven't gone through anything. Maybe they've already had their struggle. Maybe they've already gone through some hard times. Maybe they, you know, made mistake after mistake. Maybe they're on the other side of coming through that rough patch. And sometimes we get embarrassed by, you know, we get embarrassed about how things started off for us. You know, especially when you see that everybody's watching you. And it's embarrassing. You feel like, okay, thinking that you had it all together, and here you are looking like a fool, and you're embarrassed. You feel like a fool, and you're embarrassed. But just know that God can take that mistake, that struggle, that bump in the road, that embarrassment, that late start, and use it for your good. You know, I was just recently watching something on YouTube, and you guys might have seen it before, but I don't know how long this video has been out. I don't know if it's like a new video or something that's been out and I'm just now seeing it. But I was just on YouTube watching something on YouTube, and I came across this video, and it was a video about this little girl. She was in this track meet, and she was getting ready to race. And it seems like everything was going to be a normal race. And, you know, everything seems, you know, good and nothing out of the ordinary. And she was lining up to start that race. And so the sound goes off for them, letting them know it's time to take off for the race. And everyone started off, but immediately, for this particular little girl, something unexpected happened. Her shoe came off. And so here she is, struggling, or she wasn't really struggling, but she had to go back to where her shoe was, to put her shoe on. And while she's putting on her shoe, everybody else has taken off and they're going around the track heading towards the finish line. And so the girl finally, you know, she finally puts her shoe back on and she starts running in the race. Now, by this time, you know, everybody else was way ahead of her. But what I like about it is that it didn't matter to the little girl. She continued the race. She didn't give up. She didn't throw in the towel, but she kept running. And she kept running to the point where she was starting to catch up with one girl after another girl after another girl. And she started passing them. And in the end, not only did she finish the race, but she beat everybody else and ended up being the winner of the track race. Now, you know, that is what I was sitting there like watching this video, and somebody from her family was videotaping it. And they realized that, like, when it first started off, the race had started off, they realized that she had lost her shoe. And so they was like, oh, my goodness, she lost her shoe. So she goes back and put her shoe back on. And she starts off in the race. And her family was yelling for her and cheering for her, you know. And they kept cheering for her. And I'm sure she couldn't really hear them cheer. But they were cheering for her. And like I said, what I love about this little girl is that she never gave up. She didn't quit. She did not allow the embarrassment of how she started keep her from running that race. And don't forget, like, while she's running the race, there are people watching her. They saw her mistake. They saw her embarrassment. They saw her struggle. They saw her bump in the road. They saw it. They watched how she had to go back. They watched how her shoe came off. They watched how she had to go back to get her shoe, to put her shoe on. Now, she could have easily given up. She could have said or thought or felt like, what's the point of me even running now? Like, I'm going to be so far behind. My shoe just came off. This is embarrassing. I'm trying to run and run and win this race. And I'm far behind. She could have thought, I'm never going to catch up to these other girls. I'm not going to even, not only am I not going to even catch up, I'm not going to even win because I'm so far back. But she didn't think that way. And when she ran, you can tell that she was putting everything into her run. She wasn't just lazily running or just like kind of, you know, sometimes when you know that things are not going to work out and you kind of pretty much give up and it shows through your actions and how you talk and your thought. But she was running as if she was as if she actually started off in this at the same time as everybody else. And she was determined that she was going to finish this race. And sometimes we get discouraged, and I put myself into the same category. We get discouraged from what has happened in our life, that embarrassment, that mistake, your past, and it keeps us from running our race. It keeps us from achieving those goals that you have set. It keeps us from walking out the plan that God has for our life, our destiny. You see, this little girl didn't focus on that setback of her shoe coming off. She pressed towards the mark, and the mark what's that finish line? It's not how you start the race, it's how you finish. It's, you know, there's a song by, and you may have heard it or you may not, but there's a song by Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community Choir, and it's called For the Good of Them. And I just want to read like a few of the lyrics of the song for you. And it says, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures until the end. There will be problems, and sometimes you'll walk alone. But I know that it will work out for the good of them. And then it goes on to say, eyes have not seen, and neither have ears heard, the things that God has prepared for them. Sometimes you may have to cry, but things will work out for the good of them. The Bible says that the race is not given to the swift. Just because you started off quickly, just because you started off first, just because you may be stronger or wiser, that's not the important thing. The important thing is that you endure to the end. That little girl endured until the end. She didn't stay. She didn't give up. She didn't throw it in the towel. But she endured. She continued on that race. And that's how we need to be. That little girl didn't focus on that her shoe falling off. And so that's how we need to be. We need to stay focused on the plan and the call that God has for us. We need to stay focused on the race that we are running. Don't allow circumstances and heartache and mistakes and your past and what people say and the fact that people are looking and the fact that you're struggling to get your life together. Don't look at other people who are succeeding. Don't look at them. Look, stay focused on God. Stay focused on what God is calling you to do. Yes, you made that mistake. Yes, that roadblock came out of nowhere. Yes, things are not going the way you have planned, but it's all part of God's plan. God knew what was going to happen. God knew that you was going to make that mistake. God knew that roadblock was going to happen. God knew that divorce was going to happen. God knew that miscarriage was going to happen. God knew that you was going to lose that job. God knew that you was going to end up in prison. God knew what was going to happen in your life. But he can use that very thing, that mishap, that mistake, that embarrassment, and turn it around for your good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things, not some things, not a couple things, not a few things, not one thing, but all things. That means everything to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Don't give up. Don't give up. It is part of the process. It is part of God's plan. God has a plan for you. Don't worry about the mistake. Don't focus on who's doing better than you, who's achieved this, who started off better, who had a better opportunity than you. Don't focus on somebody else's life. Don't focus on how, their career is taking off, or their business is taking off, or they're doing this, or they're doing that, and here you are still at the starting gate. Don't worry about that. Focus on God. Focus on what God is calling you to do. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Be focused. Don't worry about that struggle. Don't worry about who's watching you. The only one that you need to watch and focus on is God. God loves you. He is deeply concerned for you. Trust that God will make everything work for your good. And so that's all that I wanted to say, is I just wanted to encourage you to stay in the race. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't worry about how you start. Don't get hung up on the hangups. Allow God to turn it around for you. Stay in the race. Things will work out for you. God bless you, and I will see or talk to you next week. Peace.